Today I'm in Cooksacky to meet with Susan Baldassarini and Shai Kessler, the couple behind Reed Street Bottle Shop and part of the revival of this historic river town. They founded their shop 5 years ago with a belief in sourcing wine, spirits, and ciders from small, independent, and local producers, including some rare and hard-to-find bottles. But you don't have to be a connoisseur to fall in love with this place. So you two are transplants from Brooklyn. Can you talk about your backgrounds and what brought you here to Greene County?
Sure. So the house came first. We had been running the grind in Brooklyn for over 20 years combined and wanted a weekend home. And we found a little spot in New Baltimore that we fell in love with. And as we were coming up on the weekends, we realized we were bringing our wine from the city. And the idea of making a full-time move became more and more attractive. And as we began to decide what a good and stable first business would be, a wine shop became a very natural choice. My background is in design, but Shai was a cook in New York City for over 15 years. So the interest in food and wine had always been something that was prevalent to us.
And how did you go from being a cook to getting into wine?
It's sort of like a natural progression. I learned a bit as I went in the kitchens when I could. But once we made the decision to move up here and do this, I just approached the owners of the local wine shop in Red Hook.
In Red Hook, Brooklyn, or Red Hook, upstate New York?
Yep, it was our neighborhood shop in Brooklyn.
And asked them if they were hiring and told them my plan. It was to move up here in a year or two and open my own shop.
So that was sort of your apprenticeship,
yep.
Learning on the ground. I like that concept.
They were very receptive. They put him through some classes and taught him everything they know. And
that's
then
amazing.
Set us loose.
They were great. Yeah, I owe them a lot. Dry Dock in Red Hook.
How did you discover Cooksacky? Was that just from living in New Baltimore, which is what, 5-10 minutes from here?
Yeah, we live about 10 minutes north. We sort of had a radius. We looked at spaces in Athens and Cooksacky
and Catskill.
Yep. At the time, there wasn't a ton of real estate available, or even more,
retail,
I guess, upsetting,
spaces.
Is that there were empty spaces that landlords weren't renting or didn't see the potential in or weren't wanting.
You couldn't even find out who owned to approach to rent.
Oh, that's interesting. I was attracted to Cooksacky, even though I've been here 20-something years, because of your wine shop. I really discovered it when you guys kind of put it on the map for someone like me.
Yep.
But I had been down here just kind of poking around, and it seemed like very sleepy.
Totally.
So you are really part of the community that's kind of bringing it back. And what have you seen that's changed since you opened your shop?
A ton of new businesses that have popped up. It's certainly more foot traffic from year one to year five. Mm-hmm. But not only that, whether the new businesses have found the space and set up camp and actually started, but just a renewed interest. I can't tell you, 2 to 3 times a week, someone will ask me, do you know of any available space down here? You know, more people are interested in coming on board and sort of
are finally seeing the potential down here.
Location is so spectacular, walking distance to such an incredible view of the Hudson River.
It is.
Such a beautiful public park on the Hudson River.
The little strip here feels like a movie set. We hear that a lot. It's been shut down and actually used to record several shows and movies. But it is. It's this quaint little thing. And we also hear so many people just didn't even know that this little strip was down here. Even our sales reps who would call on us to sell wine to us would tell us, my goodness, I've driven up and down 9W for years, but never knew that I could turn off and this little village was here. So we definitely love being a bit out of the way. That doesn't seem like a hindrance to us by any means.
Certainly the heart of Main Street, downtown Cooksacky. I mean, I love your window display, as I always have, and I'm sure that's your touch of being a designer.
It is.
And I just love the design of the store. Do you want to talk about some of your offerings and what are local and some of your favorite vineyards?
Sure.
Yeah, one of our favorite New York State producers would be Eminence Road Farm Winery. They're out in Delaware County, but they source their grapes from the Finger Lakes. Small husband-wife team, just make really honest,
simple and clean, but elegant and sophisticated wines. They really nailed the whole idea behind a natural wine, and that it's good, it's clean, there's nothing more than what you need, but without any of the hip pretense that maybe comes with too much of what's happening in the natural wine world.
And what does it mean for a wine to be natural?
There are several points to consider. First is the way the grapes are farmed, so no pesticides or intervention in the farming.
Minimally, like, sustainably farmed, usually organic or practicing organic.
And then in the vinification process, again, native yeasts are used to convert the wine, the grape juice. So no additives there, and then nothing added at the bottling just keep the wine stable.
Minimal intervention is probably my preferred term. But
minimal intervention, I like that.
Hands-off winemaking, nothing added, nothing taken away to an extent. There's no legal definition. Mm-hmm. It's all just sort of what people make of it. Some people are very dogmatic, some people are less so. We're less so, I think.
Well, I was happy to receive a bottle of rosé Eminence wine from your shop.
Ah, wonderful.
For my birthday, from my sister-in-law, who
Great.
Lives locally.
Great.
I love that.
Yeah, no, we think that they're doing a good thing. In terms of the spirits, Shai can best speak to our preferred New York State spirits or popular.
What would you recommend to someone like me who knows nothing? But likes everything. Or I'd like to try anything.
I particularly enjoy New York State rye whiskeys. Rye whiskey is not as popular as bourbon, but I find it somewhat more complex. And I think New York State rye, I don't know why, it's just makes an exceptional whiskey. So currently we have the Excelsior rye whiskey from Copper Sea down near New Paltz, which I'm really fond of.
Oh, wow, New Paltz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We use the Albany Distilling Co. They are putting out some delicious bourbons, ryes, and vodkas.
Yeah.
Cooper's Daughter, which is across the river, always has a big following.
And then right now, probably our most popular New York State item would be from Prohibition Distillery out in Roscoe in the Western Catskills. They make a bourbon cream that we can't keep on the shelves.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And in the last couple of years since you've had your shop, have you seen more and more local makers?
For certain, both in spirits and in wine.
And cider.
And yeah, and cider too. And it's really a remarkable thing, I feel like, for a long time. We felt an obligation to carry New York State because people come in and they want to shop local, but we couldn't always 100% stand behind the product. But even in our 5 years, we've seen such growth and improvement in these beautiful ciders and wines and spirits.
Maturation, even.
Yeah, that's true too. Time has improved everything.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. I mean, I've noticed just an incredible surge of breweries that are local that were not
Beer
here
too.
In the last couple of years.
For certain.
Yeah. So it's fun to learn about wines too.
Yep, definitely.
Local wines.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In addition to having this shop, you have another shop across the street. Can you talk about that?
I do. My background is in graphic design, and I still maintain a short roster of clients for some freelance work. And in an effort to be able to do that work, but have the structure of an office and a commute, I set up a little shop across the street where I can do my design work and offer the amenity of a little retail outlet for the community. So I sell cards, little gifts, notebooks, journals, things like that.
Do you sell any of your own designs?
Just a few. Logistically, to design and print and house and store hundreds of cards doesn't make sense in my little 300 square foot triangle shaped shop. But it gives me the time and space I need to get my design work done while giving members of our community a spot to grab a quick birthday card or a hostess gift after they buy their bottle of wine
exactly.
for a dinner party.
And what's the name of it?
The shop is called Pilot House Paper.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm going across the street and I'm heading there now.
Great.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Julia.